And if it belongs to your neighbors, you say it's...
Not underneath, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, or if it's both of them together, you say it's...
It's both of them.
All right. In this next question, you say 2 miles is as far as he could go, all right? Then he got there, and you've gone the 2 miles, and he just couldn't go on. You say 2 miles is all the...
All far he could get.
Okay. You'll say to someone who's visited you and is going away, you'll say, when are you...
Coming back.
Okay. And for more than one person, okay, you say, when are, you're referring to a whole group of people, when are...
They're all going together again, or something like that.
Okay, when are you coming together again? Would you say you, when are you coming?
Yeah, I tell them, yeah, we're coming, going to be together as soon as it's time.
When you use the word you all, you say, are you all coming? Do you mean just one person or more than one person?
I mean more than one person when you say we all, you know.
That brings
a crowd of people.
Okay, so if I said, do you care, you all come again, how many people am I referring to?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that about how many would be.
Well, I mean, exactly. When I say you all come again, am I talking just to one person or more than one person?
You told me more than one. You say that.
Okay.
You told me to the crowd then.
Okay. All right. Would you use a phrase such as "Who all? Who all? Who all was there?" Have you ever heard who all was there? If I said to you, Cap, who all was coming tonight, would I be talking about one person or more than one?
Oh, you'd be talking about more than one.
More than one.
That's right.
And then if I say who all's children were there, that would mean what to you?
That'd be more than one chap. That'd be a group of them coming.
Okay. In this sentence, they've got to look out for, and you're talking about a group of people looking out for. You say to them, they've got to look out for.
They've got to look out for the sale.
All right. And then you say, he better do it.
That's right, he better do it.
Do it how? When you're referring to that person. He better do it.
Better do it right.
Or when he's doing it, like you're talking about one person and he's doing that particular job for you and you don't want anybody else to work with him, you say, he better do it.
He better do it right.
Well, what if you're referring to, again, this one person is just doing it all alone. Nobody is working with him. And you want to make sure he doesn't have any help.
No help.
So in other words, you say to him, he better do it all?
All by himself.
Okay. What do you call flour that's made into a loaf that you eat perhaps in the morning that you use a sandwich? What do you use in a sandwich? It's made of flour.
You say flour?
It's made out of white flour and it's baked in a loaf.
They call it loaf bread.
Okay. What other kinds of bread is?
They call it biscuit. Biscuit made out.
Okay. And what kind of bread do you, is there another word that you use with bread when referring to biscuits?
You can say buns, cake, crackers, cookies, or something else like that, you know, in that line. All that goes in the same line.
Okay. You tell me that this loaf bread was made out of flour, white flour, right? Is there any other kind of bread that's made out of different kinds of flour?
Oh, yeah, they're called brim bread.
And what
it is loaf bread. They make loaf out of it, you know.
Okay.